You're listening to All News All Morning on the Motherlode's News Station, AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML. Joining us on the Newsmaker line this morning, Park Ranger Mike McGraw. He is with the Bureau of Reclamation at New Melonis Lake. Good morning, Ranger Mike.
Good morning, Mark.
Mike, is there any activity taking place at this time of the year at New Melonis Lake, such as camping or fishing?
Well, camping, we continue to have folks coming in and camp in our two recreation areas. We have the Tuttletown and Glory Hole recreation areas. And so we have camping throughout the winter and that take place there. And as far as fishing goes, yeah, the fishing continues throughout the year. So we have trout fishermen out there now, and bass fishermen will be coming in as the late winter comes on. So yeah, it's still, you know, not nearly as busy as it is during our recreation season, which runs from April through September. But there's still folks.
Well, the nights are very cold now, so
the nights are chilly. And the one thing I should mention, the Bureau of Reclamation, unlike the National Park Service over there in Yosemite, we are still staffed. We're not affected by the shutdown that's taking place.
Is the water level receding, or is it holding steady right now?
It's holding pretty steady, and actually it's in the past few days it has gone up a little bit. So there's more water coming into the lake now than it's being released from the dam.
Many residents are making New Year's resolutions to exercise a little more in 2019, and that's where you come in. You've scheduled a 4-mile hike on Tuesday, New Year's Day. Tell us about this.
Yeah, one of our park rangers here, Adam Ellison, will be leading that hike, and it is to the top of Peoria Peak on the west side of New Melonis Lake. And as you said, it's about a 4-mile loop hike, and it's fairly strenuous. So if you do have your New Year's resolutions to get into shape, this will be a good one, because you'll be working those muscles getting up to the peak, but you're going to be rewarded with some magnificent views of the lake.
And where do people meet, and what time do they meet at?
So the meeting time is going to be 10 a.m., and where you're going to be meeting is off of Old Melonis Dam Road, or Peoria Flat Road, as it's often referred to. And that can be reached by taking O'Burns Ferry Road from Highway 108.
Got it. Do people need to make reservations?
Reservations are not needed at all. If folks would like additional information, they're welcome to call me. My phone number is 209-536-9094 at extension 233. But the hike will be taking place. And as I said again, as I previously mentioned, we're not impacted by the government shutdown, so our programs will all be conducted at this time.
During the hike, does the ranger talk to the hikers and tell them about the scenery and the area of what they're hiking through?
Yeah, it's an interpretive hike, a ranger guided hike, and Ranger Adam will be talking about the landscape. You'll be going through an oak savanna on your way up to the peak, and he'll be giving information about the reservoir, why the reservoir was created, dam built. So a little bit of history and a little bit of human history and natural history.
4-mile hike taking place for how long?
You're going to want to allow about 4 hours for that.
Okay. And what should hikers bring?
So you're going to want a good pair of shoes, have water with you, and you always want to dress for inclement weather, so it's probably be a good idea to have a raincoat. I haven't looked at the forecast quite yet for next Tuesday. I think the weather is supposed to be fairly decent, but layers are always best. Have layers of clothing, have water. If it's a sunny day, sunscreen is always recommended as well.
Maybe some snacks.
And some snacks, yeah. You never want to be separated from your lunch.
And just to clarify, what is the cost of this hike?
It is free.
Why does the U.S. Bureau of Reclamation put on free events like this?
Well, our salaries are paid for, and as part of the mission of the Bureau of Reclamation is getting out there and helping folks or facilitating folks to enjoy the natural resources that we manage directly. So we offer these hikes as a service to the public to help them to be better informed of what natural resources we have in our area.
Is there anything else you'd like to add before we wrap up?
Well, this is our last official hike for the winter season. However, for the late winter and through the spring, we'll have a whole new slew of programs, hikes to be offered. And so look for those. Those usually, our spring season usually gets started in early March and runs through the end of May. And so we'll have programs offered at that time.
I look forward to talking to you then.
All right. Well, thank you, Mark.
Happy New Year. Park Ranger Mike McGraw with the Bureau of Reclamation at New Millennium Lake.